An Absence of Light by David L. Lindsay. For Joyce, as always, as it should be. And he that increaseth knowledge increaseth sorrow. Ecclesiastes 1:18. Sunday, the first day. 1. He walked barefoot in the dark across the clipped, dampish lawn, the muggy breeze from the Gulf of Mexico 50 yards away gently tugging at the legs of his silk pajamas, which he had rolled to mid-calf. He was shirtless, and though his torso carried its weight a little differently now than it had a couple of decades earlier, at 58 his muscles were still firm. He was a handsome man, and he knew it, and every day he lifted weights to maintain a thick chest and spent half an hour in the coastal sun to keep a nut-brown patina to his olive complexion. Because his hair was beginning to thin a little, he now wore it slightly longer than he used to, his gray sideburns brushed back rakishly to blend with the gray hair at his temples. Carrying a tall, thin glass of ice and rum in one hand, he walked toward the pier that jutted out into the murky gulf, where a seaplane was whipping the night waters as it taxied toward the docking slip, its red and white lights winking, the dying whine of its props dropping to lower and lower registers as it approached the two men on the pier who were waiting to secure the craft to the pilings. Panos Kalatis could not see any of this very clearly. The men, the plane, the pier were all gray upon darker gray upon black, for the night was moonless and clear, and the scattered lights on the long sweep of the shoreline cast their illumination straight to the stars, where it was swallowed in the vast, empty, universal darkness. He scratched the salt and pepper hair on his chest and waited, listening to the peculiar, hollow sound that things made when echoing off the surface of water, the doors of the plane clicking open, the metal...